Oh, and my guest today is Rika Rivka Markell. We're going to talk law of attraction, much, much more. But our topic today is going to be being patient when you manifest. That's the hardest thing. I want things fast. Not as fast as my clients want it. Not as fast as most people. But I want it fast because, you know, you set a goal for yourself. I went on live today with Lefty talking about the reason why I'm doing my documentary is for one reason only. I want to be as big as Gary V, Grant Cardone, and Alex Hormozi on social media. And I said to myself, the only way to do it is come back in pro wrestling and build a huge audience of professional wrestling, go viral, and then create better content than all three of them because I'm more entertaining. The thing is, I put myself out there and said, what the hell, I'm going to do it. Because I know it. I took the Clubhouse test, okay? And then I'm going to go right back to patience and how I have to wait, because people probably think I'm crazy saying that, right? Mentioning those three names, Neil Patel, and say, how can a marketer say I'm going to be as big by just going to professional wrestling? But I had my market test when I was on Clubhouse. Whenever I spoke in any room, I grew the room by 25 to 50% when most people lost people when they started speaking in the room. That's a good precursor to show, guess what? When I speak, people stay, they don't leave. So that's a good thing. And more people come into a room. So that's a good test when you get out there in a big level place. But the patients in me could be saying, guess what? I'm telling people this, and I'm not even close to that. I'm not even verified in any platform. But I'm already creating this picture, but I could get down tomorrow and saying, man, I only got 2 likes and I'm telling you, I'm going to be Gary V. Well, go ahead with your point about patience.
You know, Neil, that's why I love what you do. And I love your enthusiasm and your energy and your passion, because it's that what you need to have in order to get there. And if you don't have big goals, you would just have to, you have to set different goals every day if you are so enthusiastic. So I'm very, it gives me a lot of energy just talking to you. So it's amazing. And so let's talk about this patience. And of course, you're going to have to be a little bit patient because you're not going to jump to this huge thing. Although we did talk about that, and it's possible to make the quantum leap. And so I see you making quantum leaps all the time. And that's,
yeah, amazing. I definitely the documentary, potential film with the Road Warriors with Chris Mulkey, multiple businesses. If you look at me 6 months ago, I didn't have that. So you're right. That's a quantum leap.
So you made already your quantum leaps, and you're going to keep doing them. And so you're going to need a little bit of patience. And so patience is something that most people lack, because let's say they want to manifest something, and they write it down, and they do their visualizations and all the 5 steps and whatever it is that people teach in the law of attraction. So they want to attract something, and then they are done with their visualization, with their focusing, and they look out and they say, oh, it's not there yet. It's not there yet. And so what happens is you see the lack, you see the not having. And so now you have the emotion that is stronger than the emotion for the thing that you still want, because you don't know yet exactly how you're going to feel if you have that thing, but you do know the feeling that you have in this moment, because this moment is lack. You are in the not having phase. So if you are focused on that not having, guess what? That's what you're going to get. You're not going to get it. So the not having is going to become what you are attracting and creating. So that is, again, like something that a lot of people don't realize, that if you are going to focus on the moment that you see you don't have it, that is exactly what you're going to have.
Right. And the thing is, let's talk about people that don't practice the law of attraction. You would just look at psychology 101. If you're thinking you don't have something, you'll continue to not have it.
Yes.
It's common sense, but I see that laws are the reasons why. And so many people don't want to kind of look at that, but it makes so much sense. I mean, give you an example. I'm broke. You'll always be broke. I'm never going to get any sales. You'll never get sales. I'm not going to be successful. You're never going to be successful. So, you know, not, it's not going to happen. And then, But when you come up with these big dreams and big goals, Rika, here's the problem. People out around you look at you like you're crazy. You're nuts.
Don't look at the people around you. That's for another episode again. So let's just focus on the whole thing, because you see the people that you're talking about that are still talking about, it's not going to happen. I can't do that. That is for me, the ground level. That's the first thing that people that are starting to practice the law of attraction realize, that they cannot speak those words anymore, that they have to change those words. So the way I'm talking to all those people that are not using that anymore, they already know that they have to say, I have it. They're in the moment. They understand that the words, that they cannot use the words like, I'm never going to get that. But still, in their minds, even if they don't use the words, the mind, you can't fool the mind on that level. You can fool the mind in certain ways, but not like this. So when you come out, let's say you meditate every day, and you in your meditation, you see as if you are already the millionaire, you're already the one that you want to be. And then you open your eyes, but you see, oh my God, I'm not there yet. And now I'm going to also know, you know how people ask me sometimes, but how do I know that I'm thinking those things? Because sometimes they're subconscious. Sometimes you don't realize that you're thinking, oh my God, where is it? And you're looking around and you don't see it, and you only see the lack. How do you know that? That's when the people show up, like, and now we can talk about it anyway. The people show up in your environment and say, what are you talking about? You're not there yet. And that is your subconscious that is like talking to you. So all the people that are coming and they say, come on, be real. You're not never going to get that. That is the whisper of your subconscious mind.
Exactly.
That's when you know that you are not there yet, that you still have to let go. Because that's the thing. You have to let go and surrender. The surrender is one of the biggest issues in the law of attraction. People want to, and I think that also a lot of law of attraction gurus make it sound like you have to go and do the action and you have to start working really hard. And I'm not saying not to do the action.
Right.
You have to do inspired action. There's a huge difference between just going and do, like, start grinding and working and a second job, a third job, a fourth job. I don't care. Those things are not inspired. That's not coming from inspiration, like consciously inspired action. So when you want to do the big stuff, you have to be aware of what's going on around you and see the opportunities that are coming from consciously working with the law of attraction. You know what I mean?
That makes complete sense. So let's think about, like, what you're talking about. You know, you're already there. I am the media giant, and what I'm creating is exactly where I'm at right now. I'm already a New York Times bestselling author. I'm already an Academy Award winner for one of my films. I'm already a multi-millionaire, billionaire. And all of those things are happening already to me. And I've already thanked the universe. We talked about specifically enough gratitude. You talked about that, right? In your gratitude list, right? Didn't we talk about that in a couple episodes? That the gratitude, that half of your gratitude is ones that you're grateful for that's happened right now. And other ones that you're grateful for that have already not happened. And I have to practice it, and I'm not done that yet, because I think it's habits, right? People are listening to me right now thinking, and there are a lot of haters out there. The haters are already listening and watching and doing all these things saying, Anil, were you crazy? You definitely gone. No, it's how would we feel, Rika, if we didn't have that mindset? How would we feel right now? We would be looking at everything going wrong in our lives versus everything that's going right in our lives.
Yeah, that's true. And again, like, I think it's also an attitude, you know, the whole old saying, the glass is half full or half empty. It's such an old, like, people are talking about that as long as I live. And it's the truth. Like if you see the glass half full and you only focus on all the good stuff that is coming to you, all the inspiration, all the new people that are coming into your life, all the opportunities. And if you focus on that, then you know that all those things are the step stones to get to your goal. And
right.
So it's like you are the person already that you and therefore you attract already all those stepstones that you need in order to get to your goal. And those are the things that you have to act on upon, because that is the inspired actions. They come from inspiration. They don't come from hard work and grinding and negativity and, oh my God, something went wrong and now I have to fix that issue.
No.
Usually it doesn't come from fixing stuff. It comes from working with what's coming to you and elevating it. It doesn't come from something that went wrong and then starting to fix it, starting to focus on all the stuff that goes wrong. I'm not saying not to pay attention to stuff that goes wrong in your business, but don't pay attention more to it than necessary. Don't talk about it. Don't talk to people about it that have nothing to do with it. Don't start telling the story. Just leave it for what it is. Fix it, done, over. You don't talk about it anymore. You don't look back. And then you start thinking and focusing again on all the inspiration and all the good stuff. And that's how you go as fast as you go, Neil, because that is your nature. Your nature is to be positive. So you have like a big step ahead of a lot of people because you are by nature inclined to look at all the good stuff in your life.
You look at it and you say, okay, this is where we're going and this is where it's going to happen and no one's going to stop you. Now, patience. This is an interesting thing you talk about, patience. Some things might take 2 months. Some things may take 2 days. Some things might take 6 hours. Other things might take 20 years.
Yes.
And so things that you were preparing yourself 20 years ago to be what your goals and dreams and aspirations are finally coming true today. So what do you say? It's the journey more than the result finally, right? It's the journey.
I also think it's a journey for sure, but there's another aspect that I can throw into the mix. And I see that a lot in my life. Thank God I didn't get what I wanted all the time, because there was something much bigger, much better waiting for me. So sometimes it looks as if you don't get what you want, but it's for a reason. It is because the universe has something much bigger and more beautiful for you in store. So having patience, and that's why I talk about being aware and being conscious, having patience helps you with sorting out. Can you imagine when your thoughts would be, I want to see a pink elephant in front of my nose, and that elephant, there is this commercial and the elephant drops like down to you and immediately that elephant shows up in your life. You know, that is not really productive. Sometimes the things that you want, they better don't show up, because, you know, you are craving it, you want it, and you say, where is it? But on the other hand, when you look at it afterwards, something better came because you were patient and you just let it go. You were not uptight about it. You were not hanging on to it. You just surrendered and say, okay, this is what I want. And then you sit back and you have patience.
That's totally true.
Let it unfold.
You know, the law of reversibility that Dheeraj Global talked about basically is, if you have something that comes in your mind that's not the best thought, you reverse it into a more positive manner and a positive note. There was another book that talked about that as well. So things that come in your subconscious, and you never know when your subconscious comes back to taunt you, when you're just rolling and you're killing it. And then something in the subconscious hits that totally changes your mood completely.
Yeah.
It could have been some experience, could have been some jerk client, could have been a horrible sales call, and you didn't look and list all the accomplishments you had every day. That's, I guess, where the gratitude comes in. Holy cow. Out of 9 things that I wanted to happen, 6 of them happened.
Yeah.
why do we look at the other three? And that's for another time, right?
Not focus on the six. Such a good question. Oh my God. We always come up with those good questions at the end.
End of the show. Exactly. End of the podcast. Yeah. And best place to find you is YouTube, right? Everyone needs to go to YouTube.
Yes, YouTube, Rika Rivka Markel. And you find more of our conversations and other conversations.
All right. Thanks again. That was the Neil Haley Show. Guys, take care.